USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Leading Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders said Michael Bloomberg is completely unprepared to face President Donald Trump in a debate if he were to win the nomination.
And if that's what happened in a Democratic debate, you know, I think it's quite likely that Trump will chew him up and spit him out.
In an interview that will air on 60 Minutes, Sanders said he's worried about the unprecedented amount of money being spent on the campaign.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign. And, you know, we've never seen anything like this in American history. I just think, though, that the American people will rebel against this type of oligarchic movement. We are a democracy. One person, one vote, not a guy worth $60 billion buying an election.
Bloomberg has been gearing up for Super Tuesday and faced the other Democrats in his first debate earlier this week. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump is headed off on a trade mission, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
President Trump and First Lady Melania begin a brief two-day visit to India on Monday. It will include a series of meetings on trade, security, and defense cooperation. The president leading a 12-member U.S. delegation. Highlights are to include a welcoming ceremony at the opening of the world's largest cricket stadium. The president and First Lady will also visit the Taj Mahal before going to New Delhi for a state dinner on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A bus rolled over a highway embankment in San Diego County, California, killing 3 people and injuring at least 18. The crash of what was described as a charter-style bus happened on Interstate 15, 60 miles north of San Diego. There was rain at the time, but the vehicle lost control and veered to the right and went over the shoulder. The driver sustained multiple injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Penn State and the family of the late head football coach Joe Paterno announced they've resolved their differences 8 years after he was fired following Jerry Sandusky's child molestation arrest, although the statue of the revered coach will not return to its place outside the football stadium. The university issued a statement that said it settled long outstanding issues with the family and had agreed to pay a certain amount of the Paterno family expenses and wished to move forward. The total amount was not disclosed. The deal ends a lawsuit against the university by Paterno's son Jay, who is currently a member of the Penn State board. Jay Paterno had claimed the university commissioned report into the scandal had unfairly tarnished him and made him unable to find work as a coach. In a phone interview, Paterno called the agreement a relief, a long time coming. Joe Paterno was a Hall of Fame coach nearing the end of his career when a state grand jury summoned him to testify about Sandusky in early 2011. Alex Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals became only the 8th player to score 700 career goals, reaching the milestone against the New Jersey Devils. The 34-year-old Russian forward one-timed a slap shot from the right circle that went off the post. It was his 42nd goal of the season, just one behind Boston's David Pastrnak and Toronto's Austin Matthews. Wayne Gretzky leads the career list with 894 goals, followed by Gordie Howe, Jaromir Jagr, Brett Hull, Marcel Dion, Phil Esposito, and Mike Gardner is next up for Ovi at 708 goals. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.